Street artists choose the great urban outdoors as their studio, matching the scale of their environment with ever larger works. Kamea Hadar is a committed street artist whose latest mural project overlooks Pearl Harbor. It's a depiction of the Hawaiian moon goddess Hina on the side of an Aiea affordable housing building. It's being completed in time to welcome the Hokulea back to Hawaii, and Kamea is with us in our studio. Hi, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
This is on a massive scale. How tall is this building?
The building is 14 stories high, so it's about 120, 130 feet tall. Yeah, it's the tallest building I've ever painted.
I would imagine that would be true for a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, before that, I think I, you know, 6-7 stories, and that was plenty tall for me. And
sure,
you know, we doubled up on that this time, so.
Well, so you have to use basically a window washer's rig to go down the side.
Yeah, it's called a swing stage. So, you know, once you get to that height, there are boom lifts that are, you know, it's like a cherry picker that do go pretty high. We did a wall in Japan that was 12 stories, and we used a cherry picker from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But no, in this case, we used a swing stage. And once you go that high, it's actually safer to hang off the side because, you know, you have a bigger basket and there's safety lines. You know, I think either way, it's scary.
Sure,
so,
sure.
You know,
did that take a lot of adaptation to be able to do that?
Yeah, you know, people are always asking me, you know, like, you know, I see I'm tired, and they realize that it's you know, very physical mm-hmm. to paint that scale and you know, in the public. But it's also little things like the rig. The higher you go up on the wall, the cables slightly angle towards the building, so it tilts it in just ever so slightly. So you're just on your toes all day,
uh-huh.
you know. And then the rig kind of moves a little bit, and so your core is engaged. So your whole abs and back and everything just aches, you know, of your thighs.
You're tensed up.
Yeah, you're just tense, and also it's scary. So, you know. You're just tense the whole time, and then obviously you're painting, and instead of in the studio where the strokes are 6 inches, they're 6 feet, so your shoulders and back, and
yeah.
I have to beg my wife to walk on my back every night to try to unlock some of those muscles.
Well, you know, the first thing that came to my mind when I saw just how huge this thing was how do you know on any given day, how do you know what you're doing in relation to the whole?
Yeah, so, you know, artists that paint this scale, they use different systems, but they're almost always based on some kind of a grid. So, you know, the way I explain it to people is if you had a 10-foot by 10-foot wall and you broke it up into 1-foot by 1-foot squares, and then you had a 10-inch by 10-inch sketch, you know, have A1, A2, it's like Battleship, and you just break it off into manageable pieces. So mm-hmm. to me, you know, the bigger you go, the bigger, you know, you just break it into more pieces. So the pupil gets broken up into 6 pieces. And what you do is you just try to focus on each individual piece and then hope that it fits together as a whole. But that way, it's also psychologically more manageable. You know, you're not focusing on the whole thing until the end. You're focusing on just little pieces.
Yeah.
And then hopefully it fits together. But sometimes they don't fit together. And there's some fixing.
You know, when you're in the middle of the process, how do you sort of then get down off the building and then go a few blocks down to visualize what you've got?
Yeah, I mean, you know, because the process takes a long time, I mean, it took me 3 weeks, which to me is a long time. People think that that's not that long.
I would have thought much longer.
Yeah. You know, we actually got rained out a few days, so we probably could have got it done even faster.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, every day you kind of every day at lunch you go down, take a look, and then every day at the end of the day, take a look, and mm-hmm. I think that's kind of where experience comes into play.
Yeah,
is being able to visualize when you're halfway through if you're on the right path or not, and mm-hmm. and that's just completing many, many murals and knowing how it should look halfway through, and okay, am I on the right path? Am I, you know, in trouble?
Yeah,
you know. And I think some of that is like, you know, people get scared because more than half of the time I just do the face. And they're like, oh, my God, you did 5% of the area. But it took half the time to do it. And I tell them that, you know, the face takes 75% of the time and the rest I can fill in really quick because all the detail, all the important parts take longer. So the face, the hands, you know, all the things that are what make a person them, you know, and recognizable. Mm-hmm. Those are the parts that take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then each time you have to go from one place on the grid to another, that's a setup of your...
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I hop around. So I always have, like, a certain order that I like to do.
Yeah.
Usually I have some, you know, kind of dramatic lighting I like. So one side of the face is usually in the shade or, you know, shadow. Mm-hmm. So I do the lit side eye first, then the shadowed eye, then the bridge of the nose, and then the lips, and then forehead, cheek, and chin. And then I usually move to hands. And then I do hair, and then I do neck and chest. So I kind of have an order. And it's also a lot of it is stuff that I've figured out that psychologically helps me. So it's like, okay, if the face is going well, then it gives me the strength to continue. If it doesn't go well, then I get frustrated. You know what I mean? So you got to focus on... the hard parts first. And also physically, by the end of the month, you don't have the energy to, you don't have the patience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of when you're tired, you lose patience and you rush through things. And you can rush through the wrinkles in a dress and it's no big deal. But if you rush through the eye,
yeah,
it could ruin the whole piece.
It sounds as if these are the product of some trial and error.
Oh, yeah. This is a lot of experience, yeah. You know? I mean, I've been...